Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
So how much love do you need? We all need love, hey?
I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
The BMOC didn't go out on the air. You're feeling yourself, so tell the people what you said.
Well, you said to me, so did you send the video?
Yeah. Of Broussard saying you were Larry Legend.
I said that. Family knows how good I was.
And your partner, you said you made her fall in love with you as she watched you hoop. I said, my man's incredible.
Dude.
D3, Evan.
She wasn't the only woman who fell in love with me after she saw me play basketball.
Oh, man.
She was the lucky one.
Yeah. Anyway, you said,
hey,
you're going to the game tonight. And you said out loud during the break, because we do talk, hey, who's on the Clipper coaching staff I know? Jason Powell. Been the trainer for the Clippers, Steiny. I got to give him love from Oakland since 1999. Used to hoop with him at Merritt College.
Now,
so he's held that job down. Proud of you.
I wonder if he's technically part of the coaching staff, if he's the athletic trainer. Boy, that's a fine line there.
Yeah,
they're
99.
On the staff.
Yeah, in 99,
staff.
He became head athletic trainer.
The basketball staff.
He sits right next to
the coaching staff. Yeah.
Well, he's not a basketball coach, but he's on the staff.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
You know Jason?
I know who he is.
Okay, gotcha.
For sure, he's been a fixture.
And Brian Shaw's on the staff.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll bump into him. Joe Lacob and the Warriors are going all in for 2 years. That's what the owner said recently, and here's where I want to start the conversation. Let me ask you this. If I ask Warrior fans, how you feeling about where the Warriors are right now, just right now, going into this season, 4 days away, my answer would be, I'm not crazy about where they are. I don't like how old they are. I don't like that they don't really have, and I don't want to get into Kuminga right off the bat, I don't feel like they have enough emerging players, good, solid, productive, winning role, role players who are a little younger that can really pick up the slack for the older guys when they're going to need it. Okay. I'm not crazy about where they're at, but it's where they're at. Like, you can't change anything.
No doubt.
You can't go back and trade Draymond Green. I'm not saying you want to, but all right. So I'm not crazy about where they're at, but this is what we have. So what do you think a 2-year window means and looks like? Like, let's talk about some scenarios.
All right. No. Well, you tell me if this even qualifies. Your main actors are going to be your main actors for 2 more years. Nobody's going to break into that or supersede.
I'm trying to think if I should disagree now or wait till the end.
Wait till the end, because I'm almost over. So with that, we know who our main characters are. So now, to me, I look at the West, and I'm not buying Houston without Van Vliet, Phoenix, Dallas. I do love Dallas, Denver with their additions, OKC. The basketball part of this is there. What you said struck me, because you said, I'm paraphrasing, the others, you don't see, you know, enough of those guys. Kuminga meets that and supersedes it to me. So I'm being proactive with that. I think the nights that these guys need to take off, Steph or what have you, Kuminga, Moody at times, Pods, go out there and they got enough to get that done. So the basketball component to me has me excited. Their record, I know it was last year. We've added Horford, and I'm saying we because I'm part of it. But the bottom line, Steiny, is only injury scares me. So this is what it's going to be for two more years. And then there's one caveat. Come January, if Kuminga and this experiment doesn't work out, that's what I'll call it, I'm excited about what might come back to where you would say, goo, they got what I thought they didn't have in Kuminga. If a trade goes down, I like where we're at, man. I really, truly do.
That's fair. 888-957-9570 is the number. You like where the Golden State Warriors are at right now heading into the season. And I also understand it's easy to like a lot of teams right now going into the season. We don't have to get fixated on the age thing either. I mean...
It's a part of it,
still,
though.
Right, yeah. But I still think this team is small overall. Mm. I still think this team lacks a little athleticism. I think their shooting is... Could be a three-point shooting, could be a little bit of an issue, like it was last year. Here's the way I look at the two-year window. We're talking about what Joe Lacob said about where this team is right now. I believe, and I'm parsing words here, but he says it's a two-year window. And you said it's a two-year window, so for 2 years, the big three is going to be here.
We know who leads us.
I don't agree that the big three will absolutely be here for the next 2 years. The way I'm here in this two-year window is we're allowing for a two-year window, but we reserve the right at any point when we determine in that two-year window, if we do that the window's closed, then it's over. I feel like he's saying, we're giving you 2 years, but we'll pull the plug early if
what's things, that look like?
Well,
though?
if let's just say, forget, I don't want to say put any specifics on it, but let's say halfway through the year, the Warriors are 19-23.
Oh man.
Well, at that point you don't say, well, even though we're not very good, we're going to keep this together, the big three together for two more years if it's not working through the first quarter of those 2 years. So I think it's a 2 year opportunity window, but I do think the way I'm hearing Lacob talk, he's ready to pivot if and when he has to. It's just a matter of what that would look like.
But would you admit though, Stoddy, that is the Titanic? Like I remember in your records, 19-23. That's a disaster.
It's kind of what they were last year. Weren't they like 20?
Yeah, but without Jimmy. Yeah, it was bad. I was panicked.
Okay.
So I just expect the basketball component of this will not allow them to be that bad.
This is also something I've said, and people question it, but sometimes guys do get old in a hurry. And the Warriors have four guys, and if one of them looks old in a hurry, then that may change things. But here's Joe Lacob. Something just moved here.
While you look, Austin asked me a question in San Jose. Guru, what other Dub youngsters are tradable by any value outside of Kuminga? Oh, real quick, Steiny. Austin, none. That's your guy. That's your trade bait. And I'm hoping it doesn't go down that road, Austin, but point taken. There are no youngsters that the Warriors could move that would get you any value, or I don't think, teams would be lined up to get outside of JK. He's your trump card.
Yeah.
If need be.
But, the other thing, I want to hear this cut from Joe Laker, because we also got to get into the way the contracts are set up right now. But here's Laker talking about the future.
So, there's two ways to look at it. We're committed. This is a two-year. I think Mike said it. Steve said it. Steph has said it. This is kind of a two-year program for now. And hopefully we're still continuing to develop some players so that we're not high and dry at the end of you know, 2 years, or maybe it's 1 year, maybe it's 3 years. I don't know. But we're, for the most part, we're kind of all in on these next 2 years. And I think that's the way we're thinking about it. And we'll have to see a year or two out what develops in terms of where we're really sitting for that point going forward. There's no replacing a Steph Curry, for instance, overnight. I mean, we all know that. That just doesn't happen. So, you know, at some point, there's probably going to be some rebuild of sorts.
First time he's ever said rebuild? Is that the first time Joe Lacob's ever uttered that?
And Stani, it's like, you don't, I know it's raining. You don't got to tell me. I can feel the drops. And I don't need Joe to reframe, and not that he has using that word, but he knows what time it is. This will be a hell of a project to try to, you know, put back together new infrastructure. And first, you got to start by getting players. But as far as who's on this team outside of Kuminga, now I don't know why Austin has me thinking, Steiner, you don't have that guy. And Jonathan Kuminga is the closest thing to it. That's a whole nother story. But I love Joe Lacob for saying to hell, not with the future, but we're focused on these next two, trying to get number five or closest to it as possible, because that's what you signed up for when you brought Jimmy Butler in, along with Steph and Al Horford. That was a signal of, I can't think past, I get a headache thinking past 24 months with this team.
So he said it's a two-year program for now. And he also said, you know, hope we keep we need to keep developing guys so we're not high and dry. And I'm assuming that's obviously the younger players. Okay, so it looks like it's going to be heavy on the veterans, but not too heavy so that the bench doesn't, the bench is going to get a lot of time, because apparently you've got to develop the bench. But is Steve Kerr going to be willing to do that?
I think that's up in the air, and that's why he's at the status that he's at. And if I were to ask you on this Friday, Stani, before football Sunday night with the Falcons and Niners, I don't know why I added that. Do you think it's Steve's decision, or do you think the ownership is like, you know, we'll revisit this? If I were to ask you, why do you think it is where it's at now? Is because a guy like me thinks Steve's can do whatever he wants, and he probably told him, as he said as much, let's just see how it goes.
Yeah, and we'll get into some of that sound with Kerr and Willard and Dibbs yesterday, because you know there is also the question about if it's a 2 year program. That's why, I mean, just from my point of view, yes, it's a 2 year program for now. So that tells me that they could stop believing it's a 2 year program at any point, and at the moment they don't think the window is open, then there's no need for Kerr to be here.
And maybe he wouldn't even want to be here.
Sure he wouldn't. Now, Steph Curry has indicated he doesn't want to play for anybody but Steve Kerr.
Now, am I wrong? The way he said that, I took it as he wouldn't want to, but he would.
Of course. He'd handle it the same way that he handled Mark Jackson to Steve Kerr.
Remember, Jordan said, field goals, I'm done.
And Steph Curry liked Mark Jackson, and he liked Steve Kerr, and I have no issue thinking that, you know, yeah, Curry might not want to play for another coach, but I can't imagine Curry making a huge fight on it, because he could get talked into the next guy, whoever it is.
Can I randomly give you a player that I'm excited about, and you just tell me on the Stani computer or metric what it spits out that I think we're going to see more of than anybody thinks?
Who?
Will Richard.
Okay.
There's just something about him, Stani. I just, his body type, the way that I think he plays and what I'm seeing, like, dude's got a motor. And you're like, oh, good, they all do. But there's just something about Will Richard that I'm thinking, could he carve out a niche?
For who? Who does he play over?
I mean, that's up to the coach, Stani, but it, you know, that could vary, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like,
it could be Gary Payton II. It could be the pods. I don't know, but I'm watching what he brings in these. I can't put my finger on it, but it's like he brings something. I'm like, oh, he might not be chained to the bench.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
I had to get that out. Yeah, I got you. Watch him tonight. He'll be there tonight.
I mean,
I hear you.
I wish nothing but the best for Will Richard. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to impact winning or losing.
You can say it.
This year. I'm not going to say he stinks. That'd be unfair. I haven't seen him.
Mm. He's the 15th man.
So that means he's probably not going to
be in uniform. I didn't like that, Evan, but it's not Santa Cruz for sure. Yeah.
Currently.
I mean, who thought Potts was going to do what he did?
Potts was drafted 19th.
Yeah.
This guy's a second-round pick. But Post was a second-round pick.
Just keep an eye on Will Richard.
No, I'm not going to until he does something. When it can. Now, of course, I'll keep an eye on him. But we're talking about boys.
She didn't answer my question about Kerr. You think it's his decision or the ownership?
I think it's his decision.
Yeah, I would. I think he's earned that. You would think.
I don't think he wants to commit next year. And why? Because there's uncertainty.
Do you think he would coach somewhere? Like, let's say if he had a chance to coach for the Spurs.
Yes, of course he would.
You think that would be intriguing?
I mean, I think so. Would it be intriguing?
Yeah.
It's hard for me to – how could I sit here and say San Antonio's not intriguing? I mean, that team could be a monster,
no doubt.
Monster problem for a lot of teams. Mm. Let's go to we'll go to Caleb. Caleb's in
our
Newark.
Man.
What's up, man? How you doing, Caleb?
What up? It's Friday.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I heard you guys, this isn't a payday Friday, though.
No. Thanks for reminding us.
You don't have to ask that again.
Yeah, that's that's unfortunate. I actually got paid yesterday. But look, before I jump into my Warriors point, Steiny Goo, man, I got to get you guys on my podcast, man. We got to talk some sports.
I think
we'll do that.
No, I have a fee now, Caleb.
I got you, Goo. I'm gonna send you the information. I'm gonna hit you up on X.
You know
man.
It's for free, baby. All right.
Signy too. But
we'll see.
Look,
we're not there yet.
But look, I want to. You just talked about it, Steiny, though, about the interview they had with Steve Kerr yesterday on Willard and Dibbs. I actually wanted to add on to that because I listened to it yesterday. Steve Kerr is saying that this is the best the roster has looked in the last couple of years. I'm not shocked he said that. One, because you just overall look at the team, there's a clear direction of where they're headed. Like, you know, this is the last couple of years. That's one. And the fact that you look at the personnel that they have on their team, it just fits better. There's more spacing. Obviously now bringing in Jimmy, there's another guy that gives them another who can create for himself and for others. Like, and he's good defensively. And then some of the guys that they brought in last year bringing back De'Anthony Melton, bringing in Seth Curry, who can space.
Yeah, appreciate you running down all their transactions, Caleb. Thanks.
Steiny, why you gotta do that, man?
I got it for 4 hours, Caleb. Imagine if you were me, baby.
Hey, you know what? Hey, all I'm gonna say now, man, is the Warriors look all right, man.
I agree, Caleb. I think they do look all right.
You said,
but it's early. They haven't played yet. I like the.
Said one or two earlier, which moved me. Like,
yeah, if everything goes perfect,
I got you.
It's but not going
even
to
for you to go there. you don't know that. I hear you.
See, like, the other thing is, I mean, sure, I'll allow for the fact that they stay healthy all year, everything clicks, and they win 50-plus. Sure, that's within the realm of possibility.
Outside of OKC, they had
Vegas.
They had the best second half. Or when Jimmy came, the Warriors, wins, losses, and metrics and numbers, everything changed. It was a metamorphosis out of this world. Like, the Warriors were up there, and I know you're looking at me, Steiny, like, oh, good, that was half a season. And that's why the Jimmy Butler, I can't put my finger on it, experience will be tested because he knows now I'm not working half a shift. I got to do a full one.
Oh, yeah, and he's responded over the course of his career to doing that.
Well, he took a team to the finals.
That
the meme of him over in the bubble.
Yeah,
did
that player resemble anything like the Jimmy Butler from last year in the postseason?
I'll say this to that.
The answer's no.
But I'll say this to that.
That's all.
And I'm being Jimmy. Did I change everything? Did my gravity kick in? Kicked in. And the reason we made the postseason was because of me. My point is the gravity, his gravity was still there.
See, the way I go into a season is Steph Curry. He has to play at the same level that he's played or have minimal slippage. He's also got to play the same amount in general of games as he did in the last 2 years, 70 and 74. Like, he's got to play that many. Yeah. That's a challenge. Two, Jimmy Butler. And I'm going to just say it. I don't care, in a way, what he did last year. I don't. The slate is absolutely clean for me with Jimmy Butler.
But you tasted some positivity, though. That's the beautiful part about it.
I need to see this guy in this organization from the start of a season to the end of a season. And, yeah, I'm saying it because it's Jimmy Butler. He got here halfway through the season, showed us his best self, and was really, really good. That's fair.
Didn't he earn the benefit of the doubt, though?
Yes, he's – for what?
For you to not question.
I am questioning. Why would I not question?
Because you saw in a short sample size.
Short sample size. That's my point. In a short sample size, he's always been great. But something happens with Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it is. But there's clearly some stuff that have been a part of who he is that maybe we didn't see last year. And I'm not saying I don't like the guy. But he's got a history. And now he's here for a full season, and I need to see what he's like over a full season. I saw what he was like when he got here, and the games were really important right away, and they needed to, and that's what he's done. But I want to see him play in November and December.
Yeah,
Draymond Green. Like, how much more of a decline? Or, I'll just say slippage rather than the decline. How much more of a decline of slippage can they see in Draymond and still somehow be better than last year? So, to me, it's those three guys all have to, Butler's got to be Butler from, they all have to be the guys they were from last year. And if they're not, they can't slip too much. And then I just look at the younger guys and they need to be better. It might be a little unfair, but they need to be better.
And I was thinking about this the other night, just watching the game against Portland. Stoney, I mean this, and I'm not coming down Pods' road, but the day when it does come, and it's coming, that D'Anthony Melton is the best version of himself, why do I feel like Pods is going to be impacted the most? Or do you look at me, or do you think when I hear that, like, no, there's another way to finesse it? Why do you just go with Pods? But I go with Pods because he handles the things that Melton did last year, Stoney, for the short time. I mean, we were like, oh, this is a seamless, perfect fit. But I'm looking at this roster, and I'm like, maybe he cuts into Pods' minutes.
Good. Good. That means he's better than Pods. Like that.
I mean, we know that when healthy he is.
Maybe. Like, they like Pods. The Warriors do like Pods.
Right, and I guess we're going to see, and you like Melton when he's healthy. Melton's a better, come on now.
This is where.
I'm just saying, we got to put some respect on D'Anthony Melton when healthy.
But this is the thing. He's never been healthy, okay? And listen, I watched him play six games last year. I thought he was good.
Yeah.
I thought he helped him. He played six games. Like, I don't, as like he's another guy, as far as I'm concerned, I know nothing about D'Anthony Melton. I have no idea whether he can play a full season at the same level that he played the first six games. He's a question mark injury-wise. Like, but that's part of his history. I like him too. And I think he fits pretty well on this team.
Came in 2018-19 with Phoenix, played 50, then followed that up in Memphis, 60. A year after that, 52, then 73, 77, 38 with Philly, and six last year.
Yeah, so he's got to, he's got to somehow try to stay healthy like a lot of Warriors. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors are in a two-year window, but what does that mean? And how would you handle where the Warriors are at right now? It's funny. I made There's one little similarity. It's like we're looking at the San Francisco 49ers. They're 4-2, but do we...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's a foreboding that the season is in peril. You know what I mean? And then if things don't start to go well for the Niners, maybe they'll make some moves in terms of like selling. I think the Warriors are open to the same idea if they were to, I'm just going to call it go sideways because I don't want to get specific about how, but it, like, and on the other side, I want to tell you why I believe that even though it's a 2-year window, it could end at any time. 888-957-9570 is the number, and you know that. Let me find this read. See, this is where.
I was going to ask Evan how his concert went, but I'll do it on the other side. We got Carter.
Yeah.
Big man.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. This Sunday, the kickoff show with Lo Neal and Evan Giddings is live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale starting at 3. They'll have all the early games on, and the beer garden will be rocking. They have a DJ. Bartenders are going to be serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. And if you're going to the game, the shuttle, I believe, is full. But I'm going to double-check that. And let me double check that as we head into break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.